I'm Helen Cheshire and I'm the Senior Advisor for Farming working for the Woodland Trust. We're very keen on integrating trees into farming systems to support sustainable agriculture going forward, and feel very strongly that we need to work with the farming sector to learn how best to do this, to understand from their point of view the role that trees can play for their farming businesses, and at the same time explore how trees can deliver a whole array of public benefits.
And we're here today at Stephen Briggs Farm in the Fens, which is an integrated arable system with trees. But what work is the Woodland Trust doing, if any, with livestock farmers elsewhere in the country to encourage agroforestry techniques?
We're doing an awful lot of work with livestock farmers because our definition of agroforestry is a very broad one, and that's any sort of formulation of trees integrated into farming systems. So that includes hedges and shelter belts, planting along river edges, as well as what we've seen here today, which is alley cropping. So certainly if you take upland sheep farming, then there's a real role to play for shelter belts and hedges in terms of providing that shelter and shade for the livestock, improving the food conversion efficiency, while at the same time delivering connectivity across the landscape and adding to the biodiversity of the landscape, helping to prevent soil erosion, warming the soil early in the season, etc.
Today at the event, there must be 25-30 people here. We've got a mix of NGOs, farmers, landowners and advisors. The point of today, we're speaking in the light of the DEFRA command paper, which the deadline for responses is in a couple of weeks' time. What are your hopes for the day in terms of encouraging responses?
In terms of submitting our own response, we want to very much do that in conjunction with the voice of the farmer. So we're certainly learning and we're very open to what the farmers are talking about, certainly in the context of making sure that agroforestry is going to be fully embedded into any new land environmental schemes. But we also want to encourage farmers to submit their own responses. We're happy to help them if required, because I think it's very important. It is a bit of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Although I have just been at another DEFRA consultation this morning, and I think the tone coming back from DEFRA is that we might not all get what we want, and therefore there might be various reiterations of this going forward.